This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Speaking of economic recovery, there's new data about how uneven it is, looking at the data by race. A new analysis from the Pew Research Center shows that a typical African-American family has $1 for every $13 the typical white family has, driving this in part the inflation of asset prices, such as stocks and bonds, at a time that home values have been weak. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more.
From 2010 to 2013, median home values for whites fell by less than 5%. Economic Policy Institute economist Valerie Wilson says for African Americans, it fell by more than 18%.
Although we're in a recovery, the disparate impact of the housing crisis has served to draw an even larger wedge between the net worth of black families and white families.
Blacks and Latinos are more likely to have much of their wealth tied up in their homes, says New School professor Derek Hamilton. He says higher levels of foreclosures and predatory lending over the past several years have devastated families. The recession's housing legacy is just one example, says Hamilton, of the need to help people gain better economic footing.
We need to come up with federal mechanisms that allow people access to seed capital so that they can purchase an asset that's going to appreciate over their lifetime.
Hamilton's pushing for a program that distributes bonds to every child at birth. The money could be used to purchase a home, start a business, or put yourself through school. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.